Blog Talk Radio.
For a holiday, please, can you tell them in the office I can't come? And then you change your tone, please. I can't, I don't know how I'm feeling. Because you have an assignment to submit, you didn't finish. You did that in school, didn't you? Once there was a test, you were sick. The moment you heard the announcement, timetable is out. You were running temperature. Immediately, when is it starting? 20 seconds. They don't know why you're going like this. Is there any problem? You start hearing voices now about you are sick. Tell them you are sick. Tell them you are sick. Then backache comes. There's this backache I've been having. And really, it worsens. Right away, it worsens. It multiplies. You can't read anymore. Every little time you spend reading, it's your back. You read like this. Then... Until you can't even manage any of two sides anymore. So you're going to send a message. I can't come. You play that trick for long, and Satan has cooperated with you to make it work for you. And you think it's been working. So now it's working in your job. When are you going to use your faith?
I've been using my faith.
You don't use your faith when the trouble has come. Use it before it comes. So that when it shows up, it's a walkover. When are you going to be a Christian? A complete Christian? A complete Christian is not a slave to his feelings. Not a slave to his body. Make up your mind to win. Make up your mind for health. Make up your mind for strength. It's the same thing with your finances. Always broke. Never having money. Same way you have staff members in an organization. Like here too. They don't know what to do with their money. It doesn't matter how much they receive. It just doesn't last. And they just take it, and the next thing they know, it's all gone. They paid for this, they paid for that, they paid for that. And some even say, ever before the money comes, it's already gone. Because they spent it in borrowing and borrowing and borrowing. So even when the money comes, it's already gone. They don't have it. What kind of life is this? Why have you chosen to become a failure like this? Don't you understand the definition of a failure? This is a failure already. But you got to do something to change it. You can't go on like this. Never having, always broke. No. Stop it. Say to yourself, no, I'm going to stop it. I'm going to make it stop, and I'm stopping it today. Begin like this. Because they say, I give my tithes, I give my this, I give my that. I don't understand what happens to my money. I never have enough. You never have enough. Not the way you're going. Start by disciplining yourself. No matter how much you get, hear this. The problem people have is not the money they get. It has always been the mind they have. The type of mind. The way their mind works. Even if you put them on top of all the money in central bank, they'll become broke. Doesn't matter, they'll be broke. They have a lifestyle of being broke. And they even laugh about it. I never have enough money left. They're laughing. They don't realize every statement they make is a material for building their lives. Don't joke with your life, okay? When we make jokes, we don't joke with anything that has the capacity to take a hold of our lives. Are you hearing me? I cannot say negative things out of my mouth. I'm not going to let them come out. I'm not going to let them come out. See, I've passed the level of trying to replace bad with good. I'm now working on replacing the good ones with the excellent. See that? Because there's the excellent communication. Not just good, but excellent. Something better than good when you talk. Are you hearing me? Because you want to keep your life at a certain level. I prefer to have my life at an excellent level, excellent platform, always. Be in charge, always. Now, when things happen and they're controlled by others, and those things are supposed to work against you, you stand tall over and above them because you live on a higher plane of life. I live by a different set of rules. You see, I live from another kingdom. So I'm going to operate from that kingdom. See that? That's the way you should think. You don't belong here. Jesus said you are not of this world. Jesus said so. And if Jesus said so, so it is. Jesus said I'm not of this world, so I'm not of this world. And therefore, I'm not subject to the things that happen here. I'm not subject to the elements of this world. The Bible says when we were Nepios, who were subject to the elements of this world when we were children. See? But have you grown? Have you grown? Have you come out of babyhood stage? Have you come out of there? If you've come out of there, then talk differently. Use the kingdom talk, kingdom language. I'm never broke. I refuse to be broke. I'll never be broke. I always have. Always have. Always have. And then I start practicing having. I start practicing having. I start by what? Saving. I start by saving. You say, what if the money is not even enough for the month? Who told you? Save out of it. God said to you to give him 1/10 of all your income. Is that correct? So you give him 1/10. If God asks for 1/10, it means 1/10 is important and significant. Why don't you try? If you think that what you have is little, why don't you try half of that? Why don't you try saving half of that? Some of you can afford to save an equal amount of that, another 1/10. Some of you can even afford to save the 20th part, right? Mm-hmm. Some of you can afford to save half of what you receive. And some can even save more than that. But let's begin. Half of 1/10, you can save it. Today, saving is not because of the interest upon it. Saving is a discipline. Because the interest upon it that you may get from where you save it may make no sense and may discourage you because of inflation. So it may discourage you from even saving the money in the first place. All right? But do it because you're disciplining yourself to always have. See, when God wanted to bless Moses to send him to Pharaoh, here was what God said. He said, Moses, I'm fed up of Egypt, fed up of Pharaoh and his taskmasters. They've been oppressing my people so long. And Moses was like, what have you been waiting for? I mean, it's been 400 years. And God said, now I've heard their cries. They've cried so long and I want to bring them out of that bondage. And Moses is waiting to know, what am I going to do? What's my role in this? I don't have an army. So the Lord said, Moses, what do you have in your hand? What do you have? God's always looking for what you got so I can bless what you got. So he says, what do you have in your hand? He said, a rod. And God said, all right, it's a rod. Put it in the ground and it turned into a serpent. And with that rod, Moses performed miracles because it was a shepherd's rod. That's all he had. And he performed miracles with it. All right? You remember the sons of the prophets? When they needed food because their father was dead and the creditor had come to take them for bondmen. And the mother approached the prophet and said, please help me. What do I do? The prophet of God said, what do you have in your house? What do you have? It's a cruse of oil. He said, all right, go find as many vessels as you can get and start pouring out of that cruse into the vessel. He says, what do you have in your house? Just a cruse of oil. It was insignificant. It could not pay the debt. It was so small, but at least it was available. She didn't say nothing. If she had had nothing, I wonder what would have happened. Maybe a rebuke of some kind. I just wonder. Maybe a rebuke before help. I wonder. I don't know. But God letting us know that what you got in your hand is important. So we've got to have something. All right? Make sure you have something. So put it there because that's what God's going to bless. That's what God's going to be looking for when he wants to perform a big miracle for you. So you're going to say, okay, now you want a financial miracle. What is it you got? And you say, Lord, I spend everything. He said, well, you're a fool. Yeah? You don't spend everything. So start your saving, right? No less than 5%. All right? No less than that. If you can save more, do so.
This is the message titled Bible Seminar 2, Where is Your Faith? To order for the complete message, please call
347-945-5681 or send an email to pastorchris@christembassy.org.
If you are not yet born again, we invite you to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life by praying this prayer. O Lord God, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Your word says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I ask Jesus to come into my heart to be the Lord of my life. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I declare that I am saved. I am born again. I am a child of God. I now have Christ dwelling in me. I am a new creation. Hallelujah. If you have just said that prayer, congratulations, you are now a child of God. To receive more information on how you can grow as a Christian, please get in touch with us by calling
347-945-5681 or send an email to Pastor Chris at ChristEmbassy.org.
Visit our website
www.ChristEmbassy.org.
God bless you.
Get ready for the time of your life. The Bible will come alive before your eyes. Healing and miracles will abound. The awesome power of God will be demonstrated and the name of Jesus glorified. You don't want to miss this. Your faith will be stirred to receive your own miracle. It's the Healing School Summer Session with Pastor Chris in Toronto, Canada. Scheduled to be held from the month of July to September 2013. For more information about the Healing School Summer Session, please call
519-880-6237
or log on to www.enterthehealingschool.org. You will find information on registration requirements, hotels and guest houses, as well as information on booking and reservations, transport and car rental services, travel and flight arrangements, visa aid, Canadian weather, currency rates, and much more. You must be pre-booked, as available spaces are limited. The Healing School Summer Session with Pastor Chris in Toronto, Canada. See you there.
God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
This is absolutely remarkable. He can communicate his life through his words. He couldn't do any more than he already did. But there's something that continues. It is the communion of the Holy Spirit.
Learn to fellowship with the Word and with the Holy Spirit in this expository DVD by Pastor Chris, The Communion of the Spirit. You will discover the outworkings of the Spirit through fellowship, partnership, and distribution as Pastor Chris expounds on how to commune with the Spirit. To order, please call
347-945-5681 or send an email to Pastor Chris at ChristEmbassy.org.
Or you can order online at www.ChristEmbassyOnlineStore.org.
Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Eastern Middle School, 300 University Boulevard East, Silver Spring, Maryland, 20901. Worship with us on Sundays from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and Wednesdays from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. If you have been blessed or inspired by this message, or you have a testimony, please get in touch with us on 347-945-5681.
Join us same time, same station.
One word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.
Don't like you. That fellow doesn't like you. And you're comforting yourself. No matter what you do, they see you just don't like you. Subject to emotions. Who cares whether they like you or not? If you're a victor, you're a victor. If you're a success, you're a success. It doesn't matter who likes you or who doesn't like you. I'm going to like everybody. If you don't like me, I'll like you anyhow. See? Because that boss doesn't like you. Every time he calls you or she calls you, you go in there frowning your face. Yes. Yes, ma'am. Because you know there's trouble again. And you know what? He probably didn't call you because of trouble, but there's going to be trouble when you show up. The moment you show up, something happens because you carry this air. Something about you that goes with trouble. You just show. Maybe he even wanted to give you something, but once you show up with that air, you change everything. And the next thing he knows, it's your shoe. Why are you wearing this kind of shoe? He's been saying the shoe, but today it's going to make trouble because something has to go wrong with you. He wanted to give you something. Well, what kind of shoe is this? And then, you know what? You can't even answer rightly. You're going to answer in a way that causes more trouble. You could have just laughed and said, I just worried. And it would have been a hilarious meeting. But no, for you, You're wondering what's wrong, which one is my shoe again? They have to tell me what shoe to wear in the office. Well, it's my shoe. My shoe. Here's someone who was going to give you a gift. And the next thing you know is, are you talking to me like that? Get. I mean, he wants to even throw you out himself. Get out of my office. And after you're gone, he can't understand. He can't believe here is something he prayed about. He thought he was going to give you this gift today. And look what just happened. Make a choice to be happy and put your faith to work. Use your mouth. Use what you got on the inside. Use your mouth. First thing you do is not to call a doctor when you got problems in your stomach. Use your stomach in the name of Jesus. Be corrected. Be corrected. Function rightly. That's it. And when you said it, don't start looking for a holiday. Please, can you tell them in the office I can't come? And then you change your tone. Please, I can't. I don't know how I'm feeling. Because you have an assignment to submit. You didn't finish. You did that in school, didn't you? Once there was a test, you were sick. The moment you heard the announcement, timetable is out. You were running temperature. Immediately. When is it starting? 20 seconds. They don't know why you're going like this. Is there any problem? You start hearing voices now about you are sick. Tell them you are sick. Tell them you are sick. Then backache comes. There's this backache I've been having. And really, it worsens. Right away, it worsens. It multiplies. You can't read anymore. Every little time you spend reading, it's your back. You read like this. Then... until you can't even manage any of two sides anymore. So you're going to send a message. I can't come. You play that trick for long, and Satan has cooperated with you to make it work for you. And you think it's been working. So now it's working in your job. When are you going to use your faith?
I've been using my faith.
You don't use your faith when the trouble has come. Use it before it comes. So that when it shows up, it's a walkover. When are you going to be a Christian? A complete Christian? A complete Christian is not a slave to his feelings. Not a slave to his body. Make up your mind to win. Make up your mind for health. Make up your mind for strength. It's the same thing with your finances. Always broke. Never having money. Same way you have staff members in an organization. Like here too. They don't know what to do with their money. It doesn't matter how much they receive. It just doesn't last. And they just take it, and the next thing they know, it's all gone. They paid for this, they paid for that, they paid for that. And some even say, ever before the money comes, it's already gone. Because they spent it in borrowing and borrowing and borrowing. So even when the money comes, it's already gone. They don't have it. What kind of life is this? Why have you chosen to become a failure like this? Don't you understand the definition of a failure? This is a failure already. But you got to do something to change it. You can't go on like this. Never having, always broke. No. Stop it. Say to yourself, no, I'm going to stop it. I'm going to make it stop, and I'm stopping it today. Begin like this. Because they say, I give my tithe, I give my this, I give my that. I don't understand what happens to my money. I never have enough. You never have enough. Not the way you're going. Start by disciplining yourself. No matter how much you get, hear this. The problem people have is not the money they get. It has always been the mind they have. The type of mind. The way their mind works. Even if you put them on top of all the money in central bank, they'll become broke. Doesn't matter, they'll be broke. They have a lifestyle of being broke. And they even laugh about it. I never have enough money left. They're laughing. They don't realize every statement they make is a material for building their lives. Don't joke with your life, okay? When we make jokes, we don't joke with anything that has the capacity to take a hold of our lives. Are you hearing me? I cannot say negative things out of my mouth. I'm not going to let them come out. I'm not going to let them come out. See, I've passed the level of trying to replace bad with good. I'm now working on replacing the good ones with the excellent. See that? Because there's the excellent communication. Not just good, but excellent. Something better than good when you talk. Are you hearing me? Because you want to keep your life at a certain level. I prefer to have my life at an excellent level, excellent platform, always. Be in charge, always. Now, when things happen and they're controlled by others, and those things are supposed to work against you, you stand tall over and above them because you live on a higher plane of life. I live by a different set of rules. You see, I live from another kingdom. So I'm going to operate from that kingdom. See that? That's the way you should think. You don't belong here. Jesus said you are not of this world. Jesus said so. And if Jesus said so, so it is. Jesus said, I'm not of this world, so I'm not of this world. Therefore, I'm not subject to the things that happen here. I'm not subject to the elements of this world. The Bible says, when we were nephews, we were subject to the elements of this world. When we were children, see? But have you grown? Have you grown? Have you come out of babyhood stage? Have you come out of there? If you've come out of there, then talk differently. Use the kingdom talk, kingdom language. I'm never broke. I refuse to be broke. I'll never be broke. I always have. Always have. Always have. And then I start practicing having. I start practicing having. I start by what? Saving. I start by saving. You say, what if the money is not even enough for the month? Who told you? Save out of it. God said to you to give him 1/10 of all your income. Is that correct? So you give him 1/10. If God asks for 1/10, it means 1/10 is important and significant. Why don't you try, if you think that what you have is little, why don't you try half of that? Why don't you try saving half of that? Some of you can afford to save an equal amount of that, another 1/10. Some of you can even afford to save the 20th part, right? Mm-hmm. Some of you can afford to save half of what you receive. And some can even save more than that. But let's begin. Half of 1/10, you can save it. Today, saving is not because of the interest upon it. Saving is a discipline. Because the interest upon it that you may get from where you save it may make no sense and may discourage you because of inflation. So it may discourage you from even saving the money in the first place. All right? But do it because you're disciplining yourself to always have. See, when God wanted to bless Moses to send him to Pharaoh, here was what God said. He said, Moses, I'm fed up of Egypt, fed up of Pharaoh and his taskmasters. They've been oppressing my people so long. And Moses was like, what have you been waiting for? I mean, it's been 400 years. And God said, now I've heard their cries. They've cried so long and I want to bring them out of that bondage. And Moses is waiting to know, what am I going to do? What's my role in this? I don't have an army. So the Lord said, Moses, what do you have in your hand? What do you have? God's always looking for what you got so I can bless what you got. So he says, what do you have in your hand? He said, a rod. And God said, all right, it's a rod. Put it in the ground, and it turned into a serpent. And with that rod, Moses performed miracles because it was a shepherd's rod. That's all he had. And he performed miracles with it. All right? You remember the sons of the prophets? When they needed food because their father was dead and the creditor had come to take them for bondmen. And the mother approached the prophet and said, please help me. What do I do? The prophet of God said, what do you have in your house? What do you have? It's a cruse of oil. He said, all right, go find as many vessels as you can get. And start pouring out of that cruse into the vessels. He said, what do you have in your house? Just a cruse of oil. It was insignificant. It could not pay the debt. It was so small, but at least it was available. She didn't say nothing. If she had had nothing, I wonder what would have happened. Maybe a rebuke of some kind. I just wonder. Maybe a rebuke before help. I wonder. I don't know. But God letting us know that what you got in your hand is important. So we've got to have something. All right? Make sure you have something. So put it there because that's what God's going to bless. That's what God's going to be looking for when he wants to perform a big miracle for you. So you're going to say, okay, now you want a financial miracle. What is it you got? And you say, Lord, I spent everything. He said, well, you're a fool. Yeah? You don't spend everything. So start your saving, right? No less than 5%, all right? No less than that. If you can save more, do so.
This is the message titled Bible Seminar 2, Where is Your Faith? To order for the complete message, please call
347-945-5681 or send an email to Pastor Chris at christembassy.org.
If you are not yet born again, we invite you to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life by praying this prayer. O Lord God, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Your word says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I ask Jesus to come into my heart to be the Lord of my life. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I declare that I am saved. I am born again. I am a child of God. I now have Christ dwelling in me. I am a new creation. Hallelujah. If you have just said that prayer, congratulations. You are now a child of God. To receive more information on how you can grow as a Christian, please get in touch with us by calling
347-945-5681 or send an email to Pastor Chris at christembassy.org.
Visit our website
www.christembassy.org.
God bless you.
Get ready for the time of your life. The Bible will come alive before your eyes. Healing and miracles will abound. The awesome power of God will be demonstrated and the name of Jesus glorified. You don't want to miss this. Your faith will be stirred to receive your own miracle. It's the Healing School Summer Session with Pastor Chris in Toronto, Canada. Scheduled to be held from the months of July to September 2013. For more information about the Healing School Summer Session, please call
519-880-6237
or log on to www.enterthehealingschool.org. You will find information on registration requirements, hotels and guest houses, as well as information on booking and reservations, transport and car rental services, travel and flight arrangements, visa aid, Canadian weather, currency rates, and much more. You must be pre-booked, as available spaces are limited. The Healing School Summer Session with Pastor Chris in Toronto, Canada. See you there.
God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
This is absolutely remarkable. He can communicate his life through his words. He couldn't do any more than he already did. But there's something that continues. It is the communion of the Holy Spirit.
Learn to fellowship with the Word and with the Holy Spirit in this expository DVD by Pastor Chris, The Communion of the Spirit. You will discover the outworkings of the Spirit through fellowship, partnership, and distribution as Pastor Chris expounds on how to commune with the Spirit. To order, please call
347-945-5681 or send an email to Pastor Chris at christembassy.org.
Or you can order online at www.christembassyonlinestore.org.
Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Eastern Middle School, 300 University Boulevard East, Silver Spring, Maryland, 20901. Worship with us on Sundays from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and Wednesdays from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. If you have been blessed or inspired by this message, or you have a testimony, please get in touch with us on 347-945-5681.
Join us same time, same station.
One word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.